Edema lives in the Latin Quarter.
This is not, despite the name, a quarter of an actual city. It is the part of the Spelling Academy's grounds where Latin-derived words live. The Academy has six neighborhoods, each devoted to a different language family that has contributed roots to English.
The Latin Quarter is the largest. It has the most paved streets. It has the busiest little market square. By Edema's count, several thousand permanent residents live there, each one a Latin root that has, over the centuries, become incorporated into English in some derivative form.
Edema is the Latin Quarter's guide. She walks visitors through the neighborhood. She introduces them to roots. She explains how the roots have traveled into English, sometimes intact, sometimes worn smooth, sometimes combined with other roots to make compound words.
She carries, always, a leather satchel full of small wooden tablets, each tablet bearing a Latin root carved into its surface. The tablets click softly in her satchel when she walks.
Edema, whose given name is Aurelia, grew up in a household where Latin was still spoken at supper. Her parents were both teachers of classical languages. By the time she was 8, she had begun to notice, with great delight, that many English words were just Latin words, slightly worn down by use. The English word script was the Latin scriptum. The English word portable was Latin portabilis. The English word dictionary was Latin dictionarium. The patterns were everywhere.
She started to keep a list. By the time she was 12, she had identified more than 2,000 English words that could be traced back to a Latin root. By 14, she could predict the meaning of an unfamiliar English word by analyzing its Latin roots and prefixes and suffixes. She had never been taught this skill. She had simply invented it by watching how words worked.
When Aurelia was 17, she walked into the Quill Spell Spelling Academy's main hall and asked to take their placement test. The placement test was a standard set of 300 spelling words, ranging from easy to extraordinarily difficult. Most candidates scored between 40 and 70%. Aurelia scored 297 out of 300. The Academy Master, a quiet woman named Lex, read Aurelia's score and immediately requested an interview.
How did you spell floxinocunili hilipilification?
It is made of five Latin roots stacked together. Floccus, a tuft of wool. Naucum, a trifle. Nilum, nothing. Pilus, a hair. And the suffix, fication. Each root means a worthless small thing. The word literally means the act of judging something to be worthless. The spelling follows from the roots. You just lay them out in order.
Lex set down her tea. She had been the Academy Master for 15 years. She had not, in any of those years, heard a 17-year-old explain floxinousin nihilipilification by parsing its roots.
You are not a placement candidate. You are a faculty appointment. The Latin Quarter has needed a guide for several years. Would you take it?
Aurelia accepted. She was given her academic name, Edema, from the Greek edemon, meaning true meaning. She has been the Latin Quarter's guide for 23 years.
In her classroom, she begins every first day lesson the same way. She opens her leather satchel. She lays out, on her desk, five wooden tablets: port, scrib, dict, viz, audi. She turns to the class.
These are five Latin roots. They are five of the most common roots in English. Port means carry. Scrib means write. Dict means say. Viz means see. Audi means hear. Once you know these five roots, you can decode hundreds of English words. Let me show you.
I notice port. Words built from port. portable, transport, import, export, portage, porter, deport, report. The root means carry. A report is something you carry back. An export is something you carry out of the country. A porter is someone whose job is to carry. Once you see the root, the meaning is obvious.
The children always find this electrifying. They had thought English spelling was arbitrary. Edema is showing them that much of it is logical, if you know the roots.
I notice patterns. That is mostly what I do. And once you start noticing them too, you will see them everywhere. In your homework, in the newspaper, in the back of the cereal box. Words are not random. Words have histories, and the histories are written in their letters.